The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at
Have fun with your important conversations and your big issues with your brains and your smart stuff, okay? We got hockey to learn.
Dr. Hockey.
Welcome to the Dr. Hockey Podcast. I'm Dr. Jay Calvert, and I am here the week after the Stanley Cup has concluded with Dr. Jason Berkley. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing okay. Live via MacBook.
That's right. We are Skype. Positive. We are getting ready next week. I think we're back in the studio, but we need to do a recap of the all caps win.
Now, here's the thing. The series ended in five games. You were right about that. But boy, were you wrong about, and everybody just about was wrong about who would win. I still can't believe it ended in five games like this.
No, I can't believe it either. And the Golden Knights, to me, just seemed gassed. They seemed out of gas. They seemed like they... You know, remember we talked about it, that they had been playing playoff hockey all year long, and I just don't think they could keep up. They were beaten badly by the Capitals.
It was. They were totally outplayed, and like I told you, it was they took a page from the Golden Knights playbook and really played and beat them at their own game is what they did.
Yeah, I mean, this Capitals team wanted this cup. They wanted it badly. They were not taking any guff, and I'm pretty impressed with how they did it, and I'm happy for Alex Ovechkin.
I am too. Once again, the unsung hero of this Capitals team, who I have just been enamored with, and is Devontae Smith-Pelly. I said it every game of this series, and actually just about every game in the conference finals, about how he came up big, had a well-timed goal that just... Whatever it was, he was there. He was the guy, and good for him, because he was on the Ducks and kind of wasn't really, you know, well, he had like seven goals in the regular season.
Yeah, no, he's a guy that that really showed his gold during the playoffs. I mean, he was great against the Penguins too. I mean, he made problems for them. I got to say, this is a renewed Capitals team, although. Let's not get ahead of ourselves with the play, you know, by discounting the play of Braden Holtby.
Yeah, no, he went to a different level in this series. And honestly, you know, I hate to use cliches, but that save changed the whole complexion of this series. And that was the pivotal moment. You knew that the Capitals were not losing the cup.
No, they were taking no losses, they were on it. I mean, these guys, they showed up big. Their big players showed up big. They had a hot goalie. Yeah. The coaching was amazing. They changed their strategy to beat the Golden Knights. And I got to say, it was impressive. I'm very, very blown away by how much they just took it to the Knights and really, as you said, beat them at their own game.
Yeah. And listen, by the same token, you know, listen, Gerard Gallant is nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, he should get Coach of the Year. I don't care who won the cup or not. Gallant should get Coach of the Year. It was a Jack Adams Award, I believe. And all those guys on that team should be proud of what they accomplished. Forget the hype, forget the Vegas glitz, and forget the hype that they were the first-year expansion team. I think the Golden Knights just played solid hockey, consistent hockey. And like you said, they just got tired. I think they just ran out of gas after game one. Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah, they definitely were. They were a half step behind the Caps the whole way, and that's all it took. I mean, they really. So, you know, it is nothing to sneer at that an expansion team made it to the Stanley Cup final. That is truly incredible. And, you know, everybody, you know, harkens back to that St. Louis team in, like, the 60s that made it to the playoffs. But that was because the entire division was new and somebody was going to the playoffs.
So right.
That
right.
wasn't like they earned their way in. They just, you know, somebody new was going to get a slot in the playoffs.
So here's my question for you, though. Because of what happened and whether or not it's a fluke or not, I say it's not. But... Okay, did he go this far? No one predicted that. Were they going to be a good team? Absolutely. Does this affect what they do for the next, for Seattle or whoever's getting the next franchise? How will this team is selected?
It definitely will. The selection process is going to be different.
Because it's not fair. You've already set a precedent now.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you know, that's the NHL. I mean, they don't like the way a rule's working out, they change it. So
they don't like it when they don't like it when one of their rules of having a cap backfires on them.
That's right.
That's what they don't like.
No, they don't like things to be, they want it to be the way that it's best for the game, that the game progresses. And you know, look, the fact when I saw how they had to pick the team, you know, I'll never forget it because the expansion draft rules came out and I read those rules carefully and, of course, started moneyballing the team right away. I was like, look, you know, this is a team that if you pick this right, you're in the playoffs. I'm
right.
sorry.
I agree.
It wasn't like, oh, I don't know if this, like, not only was it like if you pick it right, you could be in the playoffs, but you could do great because you're getting some really primo players.
Right.
Everyone says, oh, it's a band of misfits. That's like the most ridiculous
I totally agree.
It's not a band of misfits. These are like class A, you know, top of the line. James Neal's assistant captain on the Predators who were in the Stanley Cup last year. He's a misfit? I'm sorry. That's a grade A choice, top quality NHL superstar. And Marc-Andre Fleury won the Cup the year before. Like, those aren't misfits. Those are incredible players.
Now you start putting players like Ned Braden, you know, Dave Killer Carlson. You know, these are guys, you know, that you're not going to expect them to win.
No, but that's not what happened.
That's from Charlestown Chiefs, from Slapshot, FYI. Okay.
But that's not an 80s movie, by the way.
No, it's not an 80s. It's a 70s movie.
I know, but you were pretty specific about wanting to quote an 80s movie every year.
Well, this week, the season's over. I can do whatever I want.
I guess we can always quote from Slapshot, and I think that is it's fair game.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, if I start saying "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn," I mean, then you start to get a little bit,
You know, we used to open the podcast worried. With the "Never Play Lady of Spain Again" quote.
Yes, I do miss that. I missed that part.
I thought that was really worthwhile. I'll talk to Sean and see if we can bring that back a little bit because. We really, really liked that as the opener.
Or I think you should put in there, anybody bores me, I'm going to piss all over myself. There's nothing wrong with that one either.
That's a classic. So anyway, back to the Golden Knights.
Yes. So they definitely have nothing to be ashamed of and really proud of those guys. And, you know, it's nice to see, again, it's nice to see former Red Wings and guys associated with the organization. Tatar came up with a pretty big goal. I think it was in game 3 or 4. So, you know, good for them, and I think that it's something to build on for next year for them. And but you know what? The fans needed to be disappointed and learn what it's like to be an NHL franchise. And, you know, I think justice was done in that sense. Not that I'm rooting against them. Not that I was rooting for the Caps or against them. I just think it was just the way that the hockey gods wanted it to go, and that's how it should go.
And that is what happens. The hockey gods are always they find balance in these things. And you're right. How can Las Vegas be a hockey town without feeling the pain of, you know, that loss? If they just come out and like breeze right through and win the Stanley Cup, people will be like, oh, that's great. That's how what you do in hockey.
Right.
That's not how it works. Because I got news for you. And I want to go to the Capitals before we start talking about next year. Because I'm pretty impressed with the way that Ovechkin has been partying since he won the cup.
He's doing keg counts out of the cup, and he passed out on the team plane.
He's
spooning
classic.
With the cup. I mean, that was great. You know what? Good for him.
He is really, really enjoying it and letting everybody know it, which is totally cool.
I mean, the sense of relief in his he must be just beyond on cloud nine, just be that sense of relief. Like, finally he did it. And, you know, again, good for him. He deserves it. He's a great player. He's an, you know, definite Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, what can you say about him? And this is, you know, this is just the flower, you know, the feather in his cap, I guess.
Well, and, you know, he's one of the greatest that have ever played the game.
Right.
His opening seasons, I mean, just go back and look at the stats on Alex Ovechkin in his opening seasons. This guy was scoring goals at will. I mean, really, just he came out of the gates like a just a tornado of offensive activity. Now, he's been around a long time, and his game has changed, but he is a guy that's really grown his hockey IQ. He's altered the way that he sees the ice to fit his body and his athleticism and his teammates, and he's very impressive. He's
passing the puck.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the right times.
Well, right. He's passing the puck. It's not just put four guys on Ovechkin and, you know, one guy is a, you know, fielder's choice and you know where the puck's going and that's the end of the game. It's not happening anymore. He's dumping the puck off. He's not being selfish. And I think he realized that's what it takes. And I think that may have been one of the missing ingredients that I think he just didn't realize about his game beforehand.
No,
if there's anything he's missing, that was it.
No, and he's got it now. I mean, he definitely is. He's on a different plane. I'm very impressed with the way that he played this all the playoffs, and I mean, everything that he did during the playoffs was very impressive. I mean, if he recovers from this, you know, bender that he's on, then I think
right.
he'll be able to play again next year. But I think he might need 2 years to get over this one because he is a party machine. And, and I'm glad that he is.
If Stanley Cup is ever pronounced missing, I think we know who has it. Just find my iPhone and you'll find Ovechkin when, you know, in some cave somewhere with the Stanley Cup, like Wilson in Castaway or something, you know.
Totally. He's definitely that guy too, because he is. I think spooning with the cup sort of said it all.
Yeah. was...
But I mean,
Stanley.
That's true. I mean,
somebody wants to say hi, by the way.
Oh, a former Dr. Hockey podcast guest. Hey, Ellie.
And former intern. Say hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing, Ellie?
Good.
Tell them about the Stanley Cup. We watched that last game, remember?
The Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
We watched the Stanley Cup.
You did? And did the Red Wings win?
Yeah.
They did?
Capitals.
Oh, the Capitals won. Oh, all right. Well, that's pretty good. Did you like it? Did you enjoy the game?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. We're hoping that the Red Wings do better next year.
Ovi.
Ovi. He's the man. All right.
So, yeah, she's taking karate now. So she's all geared up for some Cobra Kai type hockey or karate right now. So good for her.
Well, good. So she's going to go break some heads, huh?
Yes, she definitely is. So here's the, you know, and again, we don't have to answer it right now, but the question is going to be, you know, who do we root for now? I mean, who's the guy that really is the one that deserves a cup? I know we kind of alluded to it last podcast, but who's the guy? I mean, you mentioned Tavares. He's definitely one of the guys. Is there anybody else? I mean, do you think Ryan Suter or Parise? From Minnesota.
Yeah, those are guys that I think a cup it would they'd look good on the cup. I think Tavares is my primo choice, and I mean, maybe I just heard about him so much from Kevin Connolly that I'm going to root for him. But
brainwashed.
Yeah, it could be, but I really feel like Tavares is a class act, and you know, and speaking with Pat Brisson and you know, with Kevin and. They, you know, they really see Tavares as a real ambassador of the game, and
sure.
he's a high quality player. He's a leader, and even when we had Anders Lee, if you guys didn't listen to the Anders Lee interview, you should hear him talk about what it's like playing with Johnny Tavares.
Sure.
And you know, I think Anders Lee is, to quote my friend Kevin Connolly, a beast.
Yeah.
And he is. Anders Lee is just, he is a guy who gets in front of the goal and he takes the abuse and he scores the goals, and he's being fed by Tavares, and that says a lot for a guy to be able to play with a guy that level is impressive. And so I really think that the Islanders need to look for something next year. You know, Suter and Parise, these are guys that I think definitely should be looking for Cup.
In a perfect world, honestly, I know I'm talking with my heart, but I think Zetterberg as a captain, I would love for him to get one more as the captain of the Red Wings to come up, but I just don't see it in the cards the way the team's going with the rebuild. And I think his contract's up in 2 years, and I think he's already said that next year's his last year.
Now, Zetterberg, though, was on the team.
Yeah, he's won two cups.
He's won two cups, so he's got them.
But not as a captain. And that's kind of one of those my selfish little motives. One of my selfish motives, because he's such a stand-up guy, one of the most unselfish, one of the classiest players in the NHL. And you ask a lot of players around, and they'll even tell you that he's one of the classiest guys there is.
No, Zetterberg's amazing.
Yeah,
I will give you that.
Yeah, you know, he's already had back surgery and came back, and he was leading the league in points, or leading the team in points. I mean, it's just amazing for him to come back and do that. But as far as other guys that have been in the league for a while, I'm not really, unless anything escapes me, I don't see anyone of Ovechkin's caliber that hasn't gotten there yet. Maybe I'll do a little more research, and I'm sure there's probably people yelling at home screaming names.
Yeah, but, I'm sure. Like, I mean, I think Sidney Crosby needs a fourth cup.
No, that's get probably out of here. Enough. Listen, I know he's your boy, but enough with him. But
I had to say it. I just had to. Sorry.
But who else of that caliber, really of that caliber, would you say in the NHL is even in that league with him?
Oh,
with,
I know.
With Ovechkin or Crosby.
Gino Malkin. He needs a fourth
would
cup.
Would you
also.
Stop it with the Penguins? This is like this is maddening. I think what we should do is we'll pick a special show. We'll go down the team's rosters and figure out you know. But no one else really is coming to mind right now that I can think of that's been in the league for a long time that's of that caliber that you could say to somebody, you know what, I don't like this team or I'm not a fan of this team, but I think this guy needs a cup.
Well, Henrik. Hank Lundqvist. I would like to see him get a cup.
That's a great example.
He's of the Ovechkin ilk in terms of his impact on the game for his team.
I was going to say ilk as well. That was the word I was looking for too. I agree with you on that.
Ilk is a good word for us to use in that setting. But yeah. I think Lundqvist would be one. I think that you know. I mean, I think Kucherov and
putting
Stamkos.
Putting you on the spot here, I understand that, but...
yeah, but like Steve Stamkos.
Pacioretty from Montreal, I mean, is he in that that caliber or no?
No.
Okay.
And the one and last thing. Before the year, I said, not me said it, it's just us saying, we're not going to be sucked this year! We're the Stanley Cup champion!
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Dr. Hockey podcast listeners. I want to tell you about our latest sponsor, Indochino. This is a custom menswear company, and it's the largest custom suit and shirt maker in the U.S. Indochino is seen as a place that you can get custom fitted suits that are really your own, very personalized, made to measure. They are your suit and your shirts, and it's really the way to go. I really love custom suits and I love custom shirts. They're normally really expensive, but let me tell you about the pricing on Indochino. First of all, the way that you do it, it's, you know, this is a made to measure menswear company. They make shirts, they make suits, and they make them at your exact measurements either by going into the store, and there are Indochino stores all over the place. Just go online and take a look, or you can shop online and it will tell you how to do the measurements yourself. You'll pick your fabric, you'll choose your customizations, and then you submit your measurements to Indochino. Then you just wait for your suit to arrive in a few weeks. Okay, so check out the pricing, because I think this is key. Anyone who's listening can get any premium Indochino suit for just, are you ready for this? $379 at Indochino.com. If you enter the code Dr. Hockey at checkout, that's DRHOCKEY. Enter that code at checkout. It's $379 for any premium suit. It's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. And these are sweet suits. I love them. They're amazing. And you will not be disappointed. Shipping is free. Indochino.com, promo code Dr. Hockey, DRHOCKEY. Any premium suit for $379 and free shipping. This is a deal. I can tell you that as a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, I have bought custom suits, and I haven't bought them in a long time because I have to do some serious surgery to pay for those things. And this is the deal of the century. You know, Father's Day is coming up. It's a great gift. It's graduation season. So getting a suit for $379 would not be a bad way to go. So again, I'm really excited that they're sponsoring the Dr. Hockey podcast. So show them some love. Go to the Indochino.com. At least check it out. I'll be sporting my Indochino suit very shortly on a live broadcast at some point soon. But again, Indochino.com. Take a look. Go to the website. Use the promo code. Get a premium suit for $379. Now back to the show.
What's up, buds?
Reality is the only other two guys that other kind of my other than Lundqvist would have been the Sedins.
Yeah, well, the Sedins both retired.
And they retired, yeah. So I'm saying other than that, I don't know of anybody else because there's just not – I'm looking at even all the team names right now, the different teams. Who else is out there that's really – has a long-term superstar that really deserves it?
John anybody Tavares. Tavares is the one that leaps to mind for me.
I mean, do you consider McDonough or anyone on Tampa Bay to be in that same type of?
Well, I mean, I don't. Stamkos hasn't won a cup.
No,
and neither has Kucherov. So those are the guys.
So Stamkos would be a good one. Person I would root for. Absolutely.
Pecorine, Thornton
from San Jose. Although I can't stand that team, but. Thornton would be a guy in that grouping, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and I guess in along the same lines would be Patrick Marleau too. You know, yeah. up in Toronto, it'd be nice to see him get a cup. He put in a lot of years. He's a great player.
So there's some names trickling down, but no one other than maybe the Stamkos, the Tavares, and of course Mai Zetterberg really are the ones that I think are.
Zetterberg has two cups. You can't. If you're going to say Zetterberg, I'm going to start saying Fleury. I'm going to start saying Connor
Sheary. Get out with the Fleury. No. You can't compare the two.
What about Claude Giroux?
Yeah, that's a great call.
He had an amazing the quietest 100-point season of God knows how long. This guy is really on fire.
That is a great call. Actually, I have to agree with you with that. I'm embarrassed. I think that Zetterberg only won the cup in 2008. He wasn't on the team yet. I think Datsyuk won the two cups.
Where was Zetterberg?
Zetterberg came in the team a year after that. I take that back. No, wait. Rookie year was 2001. Stanley Cup 2008.
Popcorn.
He's only got a cat popcorn. Go get it. Yeah, no. Zetterberg only won one cup, and I think Datsyuk won two.
So Zetterberg only has one cup. He still has a cup. So he's not a guy that hasn't won the cup.
Yeah, but not as a captain. So, no.
You're going to keep riding this, not as a captain.
I will go down in flames. I'll take a bullet for him.
All right.
Okay, so you're not going to convince me otherwise.
All right, fine. Let's see. All right, well. Getting on to next year a little bit, just because I'm still.
Oh, by the way, one more thing. We do have to say, a bit of a fond adieu to a supremely great player, Marian Hossa.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he had to retire because of medical reasons. Just, you know, great guy, you know, got his cups eventually. It's a shame when players have to retire for injuries or medical purposes. He's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Hossa's one of my favorite players too. He was one of the guys the year that he wound up on your Red Wings. He was on the Penguins initially that year.
I know that. I remember.
And I was so excited when the Penguins got him because I was like, Marian Hossa is a star player. This is going to be the year the Penguins win the Cup. They did. He just wasn't on the team when it happened. And then he went and signed that 12-year deal with Chicago. And you know, he's a star. He is a
Hall of Famer. Red Wings fans that are salty about it because there was a moment where Ken Holland had to sign either Franzen or Hossa, and they've signed Franzen, and there was some issue went on in that. There's some people have different theories about what happened with that, but people have been pissed. And unfortunately, Franzen, I just read an article about him. I think his wife wrote it about the concussions and head injuries he's dealing with out in Colorado. And I wish Mule the best. He really is he was a beast out there. I'm going to quote Kevin again. but Franzen,
he's a beast.
This transcends hockey. I would just wish him the best as a person and as a man, as a human being, just to get his life back and be able to be with his kids and get over this concussion. I think he had a subdural that was drained by Berhold. He's had a lot. He tried coming back, just couldn't do it. And it's one of those situations where, you know, you hate to see a guy injured to that degree. And then, listen, broken bones heal, things heal up. But when you have a brain injury like that, which I will at some point get into so our listeners can understand what's happening when they talk about concussions, when they talk about the long-lasting effects, we're going to go over that and we'll have a special show dedicated to that. And we'll talk about some guys that have dealt with this issue. But Franzen, you know, just he's a special player to me, and I miss seeing him out there. But more importantly, I hope he just can get his life back and just get some semblance of a quality of life. So
just I agree with you 1,000%, and you are the guy to comment about traumatic brain injury. So this summer, let's put that on as one of our shows. I mean, there's not a lot of hockey over the summer. We will cover the NHL awards. I may go to the NHL awards. I would like to be there for that. I was thinking of going to the draft. You know, I just covered the draft, believe it or not. I mean, this is like, by the way, completely insane that, you know, I'm a plastic surgeon who loves hockey, which is how I wound up with this podcast. But
sure.
I was on the NBC Sports show in Phoenix, Arizona, trying to figure out, you know, they wanted the diagnosis and prescription for treatment for the Phoenix Coyotes, which I was able to comment on because Rick Tocchet, one of the greatest Penguins of all time, is now the coach. And I follow I don't know if you remember, last year I went crazy over the Coyotes.
Yes.
I was like, they're going to be amazing. And it took them all season. But by the way, they finished up strong. And I think that strong finish is going to come barreling into the next season. Don't be shocked.
I told you what my prescription was, didn't I?
No.
I always remember this. I said about 10 Allied moving vans to go straight north to Seattle. that's what they need to get.
That's not nice.
I'm just saying. No, he needs to move.
If they fired, I mean, look, there's so many problems with that franchise. I could spend all day on it,
need some good players.
There's no problem with the players. I'm going to tell you this right now. There's no problem with the coach. There's no problem with the GM. There's no problem with the players. That team is solid. They have great talent on that team. It's going to come around. You watch. This year, coming up, Phoenix Coyotes, I think they'll be there, but they may not make the playoffs, but they're going to be awfully close if they don't.
Shane Doan got shafted by the team after he stuck it out trying to win a cup with them, and that didn't work out. Then they just said, okay, thank you for your services, goodbye.
Yeah, Shane Doan is a guy that I would have liked to see win a cup.
I was actually not a fan of his at all when he played against Detroit when they actually had a chance in the playoffs. But I'll tell you this, I feel bad for the guy. I think he got royally shafted. He gave up much more lucrative contract to go to a potential winning team when he had a couple years left to stick it out and be loyal, and they just bent him over and just gave him the shaft. And I feel bad for him in that sense. And it's this, you know, if Shane, if you're listening, I wish you the best. I really do. You know, hard nosed player, but man, you know, he just did not. They just stuck it to him.
Yeah,
and I feel
bad.
Yeah.
Kevin and I covered that early on too when we were talking about the Coyotes, and we just thought Shane Doan like maybe he could have stuck it out for one more year, just like jumped on a, you know, did sort of like a Francois Beauchemin did, just
or try like in the Ginla. And Ginla's another guy, you know.
Yeah, that you Jerome Ginla, he could have used a cup for sure.
You know?
Yeah, he took a beating in those last few years trying to get one too. It wasn't fun.
Yeah,
and he just missed it by a year. I think he was on the Penguins the year before they won the cup. And then he retired or went off and did something else, and then they won the cup the next year. So I know he was trying for it. He thought being on a team with Crosby and Malkin wasn't a bad idea.
They could have pulled a Vinny Testaverde. He was sitting on his couch eating chips and said, "Hey, you want to play and get him over here?"
Yeah, totally
for the playoffs.
Well, I mean, that's what they did with Fisher at the Predators. You know, hey, we need some size on the front line. Hey, come on out of retirement, dude. Let's do it.
Yeah, he's done now, by the way. He's already announced he's done.
Yeah, he's retired. So yeah, I mean it'll be a good year next year for sure. I mean we'll spend time on each team. I think what we'll do is we'll interview a bunch of players who have some time this summer, and then
sure.
You know, I'd like to
or if anybody I have not alienated from my comments.
That's pretty much everybody in the NHL, Jason.
Except for anyone on the Red Wings team.
That's right. The only people we can get on here are the Red Wings and maybe some Penguins.
Fine by me. Right, right.
But they may not come on as long as you're here. They'll be like, well, right. We'll come on, but we're not talking to that Berkeley character. He's got some issues.
Never Too Hungover is the best tasting and fastest growing way to help prevent hangovers. In fact, it's the fastest growing hangover prevention beverage in the United States. It helps neutralize toxins created by alcohol, restores vital nutrients, and rehydrates the body with electrolytes. You take one 3.4-ounce bottle before or while drinking to feel great the next day. The key ingredients include potassium, B vitamins, milk thistle, green tea extract, aloe vera, and amino acids. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, low-calorie, and tastes great. If you're skeptical, check out the incredible reviews on Amazon. It's available at many fine retailers across the U.S., including GNC, Vitamin Shop, as well as BevMo in California, Specs in Texas, Binny's in Chicago, and all the hottest casino resorts in Vegas. And of course, you can order it on Amazon as well as NeverTooHungover.com. Use promo code HOCKEY to get 25% off your first order at NeverTooHungover.com.
July 14th. I hope you're available. Concern Foundation. I know that CAA... And Seth Jones, the Blue Jackets, the Kings are donating a ton of hockey gear for the silent auction, which I think is all up online on concernfoundation.org. So I think you can actually start bidding on all the silent auction stuff for Concern Foundation for the big gala, which, you know, my wife and I and my family are being honored for the fundraising we do for cancer research. Especially considering Ace, who's been a guest on this podcast, who is a leukemia survivor, but he's in remission. You know, he always tells people, "Look, I'm in remission. I'm not cured. We need more research." And then, you know, old guys with a lot of money write checks. That's kind of the way that it works.
And, right.
You know, that's what needs to happen. So
we're definitely going to do our best to come there. And but do I have to wear a suit?
You have to wear a Red Wings jersey for the entire time, even though it's going to be 900 degrees. It's in the Paramount Studios back lot.
Outside?
It's no suit. It's outdoors. It's every restaurant in Beverly Hills brings free food. So you pay to get in, but once you're in, it's like you can't eat and drink enough. Definitely Uber. No drinking and driving, please. You know, we had, I think Vince Vaughn was at a wine party in Manhattan Beach this weekend, and got nailed at a checkpoint. So, you know, I'm sure he wasn't pumped to see his mugshot in the paper and all that. But, you know, what celebrity doesn't have a mugshot? You know, that's the bottom line. You know, Reese Witherspoon has a mugshot.
Yeah, I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Hawks fan, so.
He's a Hawks fan?
Yeah. Vince Vaughn, yeah. He's always all the games. He's from Chicago.
Oh, jeez. Well, so. he's got we should have him on and chat about that a little bit. But mostly, I just think, you know, if you go to Concern Foundation, no drinking and driving, take an Uber over to the Paramount back lot. It is going to be it's like 4,500 to 5,000 people.
Wow.
And Ace is going to speak. I'm going to try to, you know, see who, you know, I don't know who else I'm going to get up there with us, but I know, you know, we're definitely going. I'm going to see if, you know, some of my, my Hollywood buddies are interested in helping out. They will do it, I think, if they're like there and, I can like club them over the head, give them enough drinks and get them up on stage with us. But we really want to hit the $2 million mark because it's a big year. So,
nice.
Anyway, yeah, that's what we'll do this summer. We will go over all the teams. We'll get ready for next year. We'll have some player guests. We'll have, I'm going to try to get, some of the coaching staff for the Kings and for, the Ducks on too, since they're local. And then we definitely need another goalie roundup with John Blue, which is always hilarious.
Of course.
I mean, he's got so many ideas. It's awesome. So
he's coming with all of his, detailed notes, like almost like the Pythagorean theorem he's going to come in with, which, you know, it puts me to shame.
It's true. So, anyway, happy for the Capitals.
You still watching The Bachelorette?
I don't watch The Bachelorette. That's not me.
Sure.
That's Blue that watches The Bachelorette.
Oh.
I don't even know who The Bachelorette is. Wait, you watch The Bachelorette. Was it you or Blue?
Don't drag me down into this plot with you. No.
Who was it? Was it you or Blue watching it on that text?
It happened to be on the TV. I was joking about it. And, you know, he I guess, got into it. I don't know. Ask him.
I don't actually watch The Bachelorette. I have never watched that show in terms of like a recurring series or anything like that. But
thou dost protest too much.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see. what else we got going? We've got players coming up.
Free agency coming up on July 1st.
Yes.
Which is always going to be crazy, crazy time.
What day is the draft? We have the draft on the – it's coming up very soon.
I think it is. I think it's – yeah, let me double check here. We have the sixth pick, which we've – the Red Wings have made it very clear that they're open to trading the pick. So we'll see what happens with that. Wait a minute. That can't be.
What?
Hold on a second. 2018 draft. Or it's 2019 draft. 2018 draft, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's this year. It's right now.
Yeah, let's see where it is. June 22nd and 23rd in Dallas. The first round is taking place on Friday, June 22nd. Right. Sean, maybe you can edit that pause and those little uns and uhs and grunts out of there. But
so that,
yeah,
June 15-10. We got to take some chunks out of this.
June 22nd and 23rd, the NHL draft is taking place. a Gesundheit. Gesundheit.
Excuse me.
So... we're going to see what happens with the picks. You know, like I said, the Red Wings have made it very clear they're willing to give up that sixth pick for something really big. So we'll see what happens. But obviously the Sabres, I would assume, are going to pick Dahlin.
Yeah, the Sabres are going to take him. And if not the Sabres, then it's going to be the Canadiens.
No, they're not. They're taking him. If they don't take him, it's going to be they'll be the laughingstock.
Well, you know, who else came up in that draft was Brady Tkachuk.
Guess who in the mock draft is going to be picked sixth pick by the Red Wings.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Well, you know, he's not – I wouldn't pick him if I were the Red Wings. They don't need another, you know, big offenseman who's going to mix it up. They need a guy who puts pucks in nets. He's got eight goals. I mean, I looked at – like, let's do the draft next week because I'd like to go through all those. Yeah, because I can go through all those guys with you, and I've been looking at that a lot. And I'll tell you what, that's worth discussing, especially if it's coming up next week.
Good draft, by the way. It's very deep.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot that's going to come out of this, and the players are just there are some real high quality offensemen that I think the Hurricanes are going to wind up with somebody. I think the Coyotes are going to wind up with somebody. So you know, we'll see. Anyway, let's do that.
I love this. I can talk about Red Wings again freely. Unencumbered. I just feel so free at this point to say what I want now. Because now, you know, the playoffs are over. We're not locked into just two teams and what's happening. It's the NHL again.
I just want to go on record with you that as much as we were locked in the two teams, you would talk about the Red Wings a fair amount during the entire Stanley Cup playoffs. So you did your job. Yeah, don't worry.
Really?
You kept the winged wheel rolling through the whole Stanley Cup.
Somebody has to.
All right, man. Let's catch up next week.
Sounds good.
I will.
By the way, I am officially off Twitter. I have deleted my account. I'm done. Too much politics, too much hate and nastiness on there. I am officially off there. So
good call.
I'm Instagram and that's it.
Yeah, I'm going Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, with my patients, I feel it is too much. It's too much of a problem. So I'm getting rid of it and going to go to Insta and Twitter, and I might just pare it down to Instagram all in.
It seems like the safest.
And then we'll start putting up these videos on YouTube, I think, a little bit more frequently on the Dr. Hockey podcast site. All right, Jason, we'll catch up next week.
All right, buddy.
This is Dr. Hockey signing off with your prescription for the NHL.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Hockey. Check out new episodes every Thursday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com.